Welcome to the 2014 Tennessee football preview at BunSports.com. I'm Jacob Bunn, joined by the college football professor to talk about the Tennessee Volunteers, who were 5-7 a year ago under first-year head coach Butch Jones. They returned 5 starters on offense and 5 on defense as Jones enters his second year at the helm in Knoxville. And he's really done a nice job. He's brought in some good recruits. Last year, of course, just missing a bowl game by 1 game. But I think things seem to be turning around for a program in Tennessee that has really, really had some struggles of late.
Their last winning record, Jacob, was in 2009. And since then, they've gone 6-7, 5-7, 5-7, 5-7. I know that that old Smokey is howling about all that dismal record. Their record, though, think about it, could have been worse because South Alabama very easily could have defeated them. And then the games that were between the South Carolina and Kentucky wins, those games, the 4 games sandwiched in between, they were just dog pitiful. If General Nealon could speak to this current volunteer group, he would probably tell them either change your name or change your ways.
Tennessee, they had a pretty good recruiting class this year, bringing in some decent talent, running back. I'm looking at a running back in Jason Hurd and Darryl Scott, giving them some depth at that position as well as other skill positions. And then on defense, I think that's where they struggled a lot last year, giving up a lot of points. So my question to you is, what are you looking at this year as a newcomer to the Tennessee program who might make a big impact?
Well, I agree with you, Jacob. They had probably the best recruiting class they've had in a number of years, but probably one of the most important pieces of their new team that they're bringing in is a junior college receiver by the name of Vaughn Pearson. Mm. He may be the best of the crop. And, of course, as you just mentioned, Hurd is a top-notch running back, very important. And Josh Malone from Gallatin, Tennessee, should be terrific.
On offense, they, of course, return quarterback Justin Worley. He is a senior that is going to be a huge asset for the Vols. I think he's pretty good. He was knocked around last year and also criticized some by the Tennessee fan base. Marlon Lane at running back, a senior running back. That'll provide them some experience there, as well as some number of freshmen coming in. As you mentioned, Vaughn Pearson, the transfer. Pig Howard, who had, of course, a notable fumble in the Georgia game that ended up losing them that game. But you can't really let his career reflect that only that. He's been very good for the Tennessee Volunteers. So I think a lot of skill on offense, experience at the quarterback position, a talented offensive line. I think the defense still has some work to go to get to that top SEC standard.
I think the thing that will help them this year as a strength will be their linebacking core, led by all-SEC type A.J. Johnson. And maybe the defensive secondary will be pretty good. But I think the question is Justin Worley, if he advances as a quarterback, and if that happens, they could go a long way because they do have some quality receivers, but they're young.
It's on his shoulders, no question about it. Well, here's what the Tennessee Volunteers have in front of them this year. They start off with Utah State. That is a game on a Sunday night to start the year, and this is an unusual, of course, game. It's on that first weekend. It will be on the SEC Network. You can get the Tennessee Vols starting their season then. Arkansas State then comes to Knoxville, and they travel to Oklahoma. That's a tough one. They're out of conference before an off week. Then they travel to Georgia. They get Florida at home. Boy, it never gets easy in the SEC. Tennessee Chattanooga then at home. Traveling to Ole Miss, then the Crimson Tide of Alabama come to Knoxville before they travel to South Carolina. An off week, and then they end with Kentucky, Missouri at home, and then a trip to not very far, to Vanderbilt to end the year. I think Tennessee this year will go 6-6. I think they will have three wins in the conference, rather. I think they will win their last 3 games to Kentucky, Missouri, and at Vanderbilt, but I do not see them winning any of the other conference games, and I also think they will lose when they travel to Norman to play the Sooners.
I think if you think about it, you just mentioned the fact of the games 3 and 4, Oklahoma and Georgia on the road, and that's going to be a really hard nut to crack. And Florida at home may be the pivotal game for them.
Absolutely.
But when we look, Jacob, at the overall prognostication of this team, well, losing an entire offense and an entire defensive line from last year could be a big obstacle to overcome. But, you know, they could win six games.
A year ago, they were able to get that special win at home against South Carolina. I think it's going to take something like that to get them bowl eligible this year against somebody. They'll have to make something happen. But we'll see. This has been the 2014 Tennessee Volunteers football preview for BunSports.com.